You're listening to the first ever episode of the Open Insanity Podcast. Justin, your life is so easy.
Hello, everybody. I am Justin.
And I'm Jessica.
And welcome to the Open Insanity Podcast. Join us while we argue and laugh at each other about a topic that you might have had with a family, friend,
or that weird gas attendant who hits on you. The Open Insanity Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and you can learn more about us and or leave us feedback at our website found at openinsanity.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Open Insanity Podcast.
So how about we begin? Today, we are going to talk about who has it easier, men or female? Jessica, what do you think?
I think that men definitely have it easier than women, without a doubt.
And how can you, where do you come, like, why do you think that?
Just look at the facts of today's society. Look at the wage gaps. Look at everything that's been going on with men and with women. And look at how society has evolved.
Can you give me an example?
Well, we're mostly a male-dominated society. Look at all the CEOs of major corporations who run them, men or women.
Men. And that brings it to my point where men have to do all the work in the relationships, or they work harder. So doesn't that make it easier for them? Or make it easier for women?
And no, because a woman, in order to get to the top of a CEO, she has to work twice as hard as a man because she's not as respected within the community as men are.
She could just show a little skin and get all the way to the top, right?
No. There's some shallow companies who believe that. That works. But if you want to be respected, are they respected? Would you respect someone who...
It's not about respect. It's about who has it easier, right? So what I'm saying is that women have it easier because they could get what they want. Think about holidays, right?
Okay.
Most holidays are giving a gift to a woman. What, like Valentine's Day. That day is meant for women, not men, really.
But how does that make it easier for... I don't follow.
Think about it like this way. Valentine's comes around. What do you usually do on Valentine's Day? You just...
You drop hints before Valentine's Day in hopes that the man doesn't forget it.
Yeah, so that means we have to figure that out or work hard to just give you something and you get to sit back and enjoy your gift. That sounds pretty easy to me, right?
That's just one aspect. That's just a small portion of... a woman's life is holidays.
Okay.
Right?
I did already point on this, but like, what about like in relationships, right? Say we're in college, right? Who makes the first approach? Have you ever gone up to a guy and go, hey, you want to go on a date with me?
Have I? No, because I've been with you for forever, unfortunately. But... But I do know that now there are girls who do that. And think about the Sadie Hawkins dance.
I'm saying the majority, though. The majority, all girls expect a guy to gain courage. And it's hard for a guy to gain courage. To walk up to the girl, right? And uh-huh. Go, hey, would you like to go get some coffee with me? You want to go get some dinner with me? The guy has to do the work to do that. A girl gets to sit down and just wait. And wait till a guy approaches her.
Okay. But they don't always wait.
You're right. They don't always wait. But I'm saying the majority. The majority have to work really hard.
Okay, but would you say that the courage that the man has to build up to ask the woman, and if she rejects him, makes a huge impact, like a lifelong lasting impact on his life? To make it harder? Is being rejected when you're asking someone to go on a date, would that have a lifelong impact on you?
Me?
But overall, for men in general, do you think that that has a lifelong impact? Like, oh, well, you know, one time, you know, I asked this girl if she would go get coffee and she didn't. And so I'm not going to apply for this job because the job could reject me like she did.
I'm not quite getting this. What are you saying? That
I'm saying that your comparison that the men usually ask the woman out makes their life harder. I'm saying it doesn't have a lasting impact.
Why not?
Because I have not met an older male.
Well, I hope not.
who was like, yeah, one time I asked this girl out in college, and she said no, and ever since then, my life has just been a big mess, and I've been too afraid to do anything.
So what does that mean? How is that making... What is it? That makes women's life easier or harder?
No, I'm just saying that it's... That it doesn't, like, asking...
I'm not following, sorry.
Asking someone out doesn't make your life harder overall. In general, in the long term.
Why not? The guy has to get courage. And
okay, because it's a one-time thing.
So? There's a lot of one-time things that a guy has to do over the course. And it's not even just about asking the girl out on a date. Even when they say, he gets the courage. He walks up to the girl. They go on a date. Now, they're married, right? Let's just say all of a sudden they're married, right?
Uh-huh.
And now, it even comes down to that. Because now... The woman expects him to do all the hard work, labor stuff around the house. It's just how it is. I'm saying majority. I know a lot of people out there, the woman does a lot of work. And you, Jessica, you do a lot of work around the house. We both believe that equal thing, right?
Right, right.
I do dishes, I vacuum, and you do dishes, and you vacuum. It's just we share the work. But I'm saying the majority of... I feel pretty confident if I can say majority of families or couples... The man does most work, right?
No.
I'm saying work as in hard labor work. Like, he goes out and...
Well, yeah, because men are designed to be more athletic.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, but if I was super athletic, say super fit, super strong, wouldn't I do most of the work as far as the heavy lifting... And the hard labor stuff, right?
Yeah, you probably would. But I'm saying majority, though. Majority, a lot of women just expect everything to be handed them on a silver platter. And it's easy for them because all they have to do is just stay pretty and that's how it works.
Okay.
I know it's really shallow. That a lot is of people so are going to hate me for this. But it's just, I'm saying majority. Please don't pitchfork me and burn my house down.
No, men have so much less pressure. Okay, think about it.
Okay.
Think about it. Men, all that society expects them to do is to go to work and bring home a paycheck. When he's at home, men are just expected to sit on their lazy boy or in their office. But they gotta go to
work. It's hard. Okay. Like, so a lot of people's work is hard.
Okay, but look at a woman. What are women expected to do? This is why women have it harder than men. Women are expected to dress a certain way. Look a certain way, be this amount of weight, be this amount of height.
They could choose to do that, though.
But it's the pressures of society to conform and to be that way. And if you're not, what happens? You're mocked. The men don't want to hang out with you, maybe, because you don't look like the magazine model.
Jesse, can you put some more makeup on?
Can you go gain like 50 more pounds of muscle? Then we'll talk. But I'm just saying that woman, you know, they have to eat this. And then not only that, when we talk about work and
I could easily counter this whole argument you're saying too. But it's not even countering. It's more that, yes, women have to do that. But men are taught their whole lives that they exist just to please women their whole entire lives. I mean, yeah, think about it. When you're a little kid, your dad goes, don't hit women. Open the door for them. You know what I mean?
That's called common courtesy.
But I'm saying a little girl is not raised as open the door for the man.
Yeah, it's chivalry. It's how it's being polite. And I see several women all the time opening the door or holding the door.
Yeah, because we're in more of a modern age now. But I'm saying... Let's just say, like, older school dad is going to, like, I'm going to raise my daughter and say, hey, open the door for everybody. Not open the door for a man or a woman. But I am saying, majority, I'm trying to save myself here, majority of people are going to raise their son to be ultra polite to women, and the fact that their daughter is not taught the same.
Maybe back in the olden days, but like you said, this is modern now. Things are becoming more modern.
That's fair enough.
There is not a lot of, I mean, when I went to the store the other day, a man didn't sit there and hold the door open for me. So, you know.
Why didn't he?
Because
he wasn't taught that when he was a little kid.
Because it was a sliding automatic door, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know. But, okay, so let's look at it from, you said that women have it easier in the home because the men does all this stuff, right?
He does all the stuff as in, like, say your dog poops outside and, I mean, as okay, for example, for us, our dogs poop outside, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had to clean up after the dogs clean up outside in the poop?
No, but I do the litter box when I'm not pregnant.
Okay, fair example. But let's just say the majority, right? Typically men have to do the harder work, like, you know, the labor stuff around the house.
Okay.
Or the labor stuff around the house or the labor stuff around work.
Okay, but that's not like an everyday thing. Like, women every day are expected to go to work. They're expected to come home. Mm-hmm. They're expected to cook dinner, have their husband's shirt ironed and ready to go. They're expected to bathe the kids, get the kids to bed, make sure the kids do their homework. And what does a man, when he gets home, he can be off the hook unless there is, maybe there's something broken in the house that he needs to fix, but he doesn't. You don't hear very often men having to do the same thing every day when they get home.
Like, I love doing the same thing every day when I go home.
Yeah, sitting at the desk, right? sitting on your computer, right?
Hey.
Correct.
That's
but
hard work.
Okay.
Let's not bring it to us, okay? We're talking about majority of people, though.
And I'm talking about a majority of people. I bet if I went out and I asked 50 women what they do when they get home versus what their husband does,
they would probably say they'd go on the couch and watch, like, MTV. No, I'm talking about women. MTV.
Women don't. What, are we talking about high schoolers now?
Oh, I don't. I guess you're right. Yeah, NBC News.
Yeah, maybe they put it on as background while they fold the laundry and cook the dinner.
Yeah.
Also, look at men. Also, have it easier because in their jobs, they make more money.
I knew this was going to come eventually. You were going to say the whole money thing.
It's a big deal.
It's getting better, though.
Okay, but still, for every dollar a man makes, a woman only makes 78 cents. Think about that. That is a fact that I looked up on, like, a legitimate website. Can you? I'm not pulling this out of my butt. I swear.
I know. Okay. No, I knew you were going to throw this out here. I was hoping you win it, but it is hard to beat that because it is getting better, though, and I will say.
Well, yeah.
It sucks for women that they do not get paid enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that you're saying because, like, they make less, that makes their lives harder?
Yeah. Once again, men have it easier than women because they get paid 22% more than the women do.
Well, maybe they just need to step up their game a little bit.
Okay, Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. Sorry, I just had to bring some. I know we said we would never bring politics into this, but I just did that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better take that back.
I'm sorry. But it was just a point I have to make because it is such a big point. Okay, here's another kind of a funny, more lighthearted.
I was about to go dark here in a second. I was about to bring out my Trump card, so.
Your Trump card?
Yeah.
Already?
No.
You feel like you're losing that bad?
No, I'm just waiting to the point where I want to win.
Oh, okay. So what about this? A man burps in a bar.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. People are like, ha, men will get in, like, burping competitions, right? A woman goes into a bar and burps.
Sexy.
Everybody?
Oh, man, I'm down. I'm all over that.
That's not what you say when I fart in bed. When I fart in bed, you're like, get out. I'm just saying. So on a funnier note,
I know where you're going with that. Men, yeah.
Okay, so we're hanging out with our dude friends.
Okay.
And one of the guys farts. They're like, you farted, man.
Yeah.
And if I were to fart, they'd be like,
hey, can you get out?
You need to do that in the bathroom. You need to, like, right? So bodily functions. Or if you're having friends over and you're playing games out back or out, you know, outside, mm-hmm. a man will just turn his back to people and pee. A woman, if she sits there, if I were to squat or a woman was to sit there and squat, people would be like, what is she doing? She needs to cover her up. What a loose person. Like, right? That it's so much easier for guys to go to the bathroom or do all these bodily functions that are completely normal.
You could do it too.
Yeah, and then be frowned upon and shunned by everybody.
That's their problem, right? I mean, right?
Who's the person who...
What about the fact that women are able to just get out of everything?
How?
Let's talk about, like...
What do we get out of?
Well, speeding tickets. Women have it way easier to get out of speeding tickets than a guy does. Hey, officer. How are you doing today?
Oh, ma'am, did you realize you were speeding today?
Oh, sorry, officer.
Hey, it's okay. Have a lovely day, miss.
Thank you. That's how that goes.
Can I just say that your female voice is...
He's That's fine.
It's hilarious. Your voice is hilarious. I don't know. What about manipulative men? What about men who are good with their words, who can get their way out of a speeding ticket?
Come on. It is easier for a woman. You can't...
Okay. That. In that aspect, I have heard more instances of women getting out of a speeding ticket.
I have never gotten a speeding ticket and I go, hey, officer. And he just goes, oh, hey, sir. Get out of your speeding ticket because you sound sexy and I'm going to let you go. No, it doesn't work like that. Girls could just easily use sex appeal to get out of everything, or not everything, I don't want to say everything, but let's just say get out of easy things to get out of. Or, I mean, and think about it this way too, to a job point of view, okay? Guys have a harder time to find jobs than women do. There's always a job available for a woman. It might not pay great, but there are jobs out there for women to just easily do. I mean, if you're an owner of a clothing store, uh-huh. you're going to hire a woman over a male. And I know that they can't do that, but... Come on, if you go to, like, a restaurant, how many times have you gone to a restaurant and you've seen hostess or waiters? The majority are all girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do you think that's because...
I'm just saying, it's easier for a girl to find a job. I'm not talking about, you know, high-paying jobs. I'm talking about it's easier for a girl to find a job.
I don't know if it's... easier, it could be that the boss is just a nasty, slimy dog and just wants a bunch of females. We've known people like that.
What about strip clubs?
There's male strip clubs,
there's
too.
There's majority more female strip clubs.
Okay, so are you saying that...
I know it's bad, but I'm just saying.
I know.
They could always resort to that. Like, is it? I mean...
Okay, but there's always, that's not...
If you go on, I mean, women could always sell themselves, which is... I'm sorry, it's terrible.
You are.
I'm saying it's I do not like myself saying that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't like you saying women, that either. I'm about to beat you up.
I'm just saying that. Women could always sell their bodies in a way. Men can't do that. I'm saying this makes their lives easier.
Men could.
This is like a woman's Trump. Men could, but nobody wants to see that.
I don't know. Have you seen the statistics for the latest Magic Mike movie, Justin?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or the 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I don't think I haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey, but I don't think it's a male stripper movie like Magic Mike is.
But I'm pretty sure the main audience is female, right?
Oh, definitely. It's like a, from what I've heard, it's like a readable porn or whatever for like
okay the... back on subject though. I hate saying it, but women could always resort to that, and I'm not saying nobody should. I'm just saying girls could resort to that. Guys can't. I mean, we're ugly. Drug dealing. Guys are ugly.
Drug dealing.
I look in the mirror every day, and I look at me in disgust. You look in the mirror every day, and you go, like, yeah, I can sell my body. Easy. It's like...
Because everybody wants a pregnant lady to come stripping for them on stage. I'll tell you that. 8.5 months pregnant, and I've never seen anything hotter.
Everybody has their own. Everybody has their own taste.
Yeah. Men could sell drugs.
Women could sell drugs, too.
It would be easier for a man to sell drugs.
Because we're gangsters?
Shut up. First of all, no. And that immediately, what you just said, disqualifies you from any ever becoming a drug dealer.
Probably the whitest thing I've ever
said. Okay, but I haven't. Okay, I don't know any drug dealers. But from what I hear, most are male.
Okay.
And that, I think drug dealing could be pretty easy, right?
I got no idea, Jessica.
There's always going to be a demand for drugs, right? I mean, as sad as it is, I don't see them being like, well, we now have a zero coke problem because nobody wants to do cocaine anymore. Like, I can't see them doing that on the evening news.
Your counter to my girl strippers is guys going to sell drugs.
Yeah.
That's not as easy. I can't just go on the street and just start selling drugs. I gotta go find drugs. I gotta go do all that stuff and then learn to sell it, which I have no idea how to do. A girl could easily just go to a strip club, go, hey, I'm a pretty girl. Or even non-pretty girls could be fine. And easily just go, hey. And they're hired.
So you think that if I were to walk down to one of the multiple strip clubs down like a block from our house, that I could easily find a job?
Yeah, because you're my wife and I think you're beautiful.
Okay, stop. don't try to hold the whole sweet talk thingy with me here.
Okay.
But
let's stay on subject.
I'm just saying that give us a week. If we had a week to find a job, I bet you would have an easier time being a drug dealer. And you could make more.
What about the fact that women have the choice to have a child?
They don't always have the choice.
I don't want to go down that road. But, I mean, I had this written that down, though. I was like, if she goes down this road, here's my rebuttal to that. But let's just stay on this. Women do have a choice to have a child. A guy can't just have a child.
Yes, he can. He can go to a surrogate.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Right, I guess right. Yeah, exactly.
New age, isn't it? What about the fact that women get more attention in high school life? Or college life. I mean, they get more attention. They grow up, and they just get more attention. This has come back to almost my first topic of where, you know,
looks get women everywhere.
Yeah.
I
mean, like the girls in high school or college, they just have to be pretty. And I know that's hard to do, but a guy, it's a lot easier for a girl to lose, like, you know, just to put makeup on than a guy to, like, you know, beef up, get a bunch of weight. I mean, that's the thing you have to do, like, 3 or 4 times a week just to maintain.
Okay, but what about the girls? What about non-skinny girls? What if they don't get the attention? If a girl is not deemed pretty by society's standards, then chances are she's not getting attention. And if she is getting attention, it's negative.
But there's guys out there, too, who aren't, you know, deemed good-looking. You know what I mean? Or they get less attention. So if those, like, cancel each other out, right?
So we just got into a little circle where everything just canceled it out. And so this is no lot.
No,
the point you're trying to make is invalid.
Get rid of those people who, which sucks for them, that they're not getting enough attention. But to the people who are the quote-unquote pretty people, right? The pretty people, the pretty girls, they get to sit there and the guy has to do all the work.
Okay, but I could argue this. Same thing, that men have it easier because if they're into sports or something, then everything is handed to them as well. Right?
Yeah. I think we're going in circles here, but I would like to hear what everybody else thinks on Twitter.
Okay. I would definitely like their opinion, because I think I'm doing a pretty darn good job of defending myself, just saying.
I'm pretty sure people would back me up.
And can I just throw in one last thing? This is...
Let me hear it.
Men have it easier because they don't have to have periods. They don't have periods. Neither do they push a baby out of their vagina.
But they have the choice. And the whole period thing, there are medication that you can use to prevent that.
Okay, but a 12-year-old girl isn't going to go to her OBGYN, right?
Well, guys have to go through puberty. That's weird.
Girls have to go through puberty too, right? We have to, we suddenly get these boobs that stick out, right?
Okay.
Men just have to worry about getting a boner in public. That's their big puberty thing.
Yeah, that's always a constant problem.
Oh, it still is a problem, Justin, huh? Do we need to talk here?
Bleep that out.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and call it a date. Like Justin said, we'd love to hear what you guys have to say at Twitter. You can tweet us at Open Insanity Podcast and let us know your thoughts. We try to keep it lighthearted. Sometimes it gets a little heated.
Try to be.
But it's all in good fun. We're not trying to put anything down. We're not professional
debaters,
You know, we don't spend, years looking this up, and we don't have, these hard facts to back us up. I mean,
we're here for entertainment.
We do. Yeah, we're here for entertainment. So, what we do...
typically at the end of the show.
Typically at the end, because the debates can get heated, and we want to leave you guys on a good note, and it's just fun to kind of, break up the air. We do these little funny segments. These segments can include things like a hypothetical question, a would you rather question, or this or that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll maybe do another game, but for the most part, those are probably the three that we'll stick with.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll take turns, or we'll always take turns asking the question or answering the question. And if you have something that you want us to ask each other, so if you have a good hypothetical or a would you rather or just something that you would like us to do on this segment that's kind of funny, you can feel free to tweet us again at Open Insanity Podcast, or on our website you can email us as well.
Yeah. And I today have the pleasure to ask Jessica our first hypothetical question.
Oh man. Okay.
Ready for this?
Go for it.
All right, Jessica. What would you do if you only had 100 blinks left before you die? Or, sorry, not die, before you go blind.
I have 100 blinks.
So you have 100 blinks. And after your 100th blink, you are blind.
Can I use eye drops so I don't have to blink as much?
Sure, yeah. If you want to slow down the blinking, go for it. But...
good.
After the 100th blink, you're blind.
Okay.
So what would you like? What would you do?
First, I would take my contacts out and wear my glasses.
Do people blink more with contacts in?
No, but my eyes get really dry and they hurt when I don't blink enough.
Oh, okay.
So I'd take my contacts out, wear my glasses. I'd go down to the local drugstore and get some eye drops.
And probably be like this the whole. Sorry, we have our eyes wide open.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. So I'm pretty much holding my eyes open. I really would like to look at nature. I think it's important. I would want to remember what the sky looked like and pictures of the ocean. And I think that's what I would try to do.
So you would just try, you would stare at some pictures?
Yeah.
Because I kind of doubt that you'd make it to the beach or to a forest within 100 blinks.
Definitely.
How long do you think 100 blinks is? 30 minutes?
I don't know.
Can't be that long.
What, the average person blinks, we probably blink every, let's say, 6 seconds?
Anyways, what would you do? What would you would just go look at some pictures?
I don't know what I would do. This is hard. Probably, look at some pictures. I would look at lots of half naked men, no offense, Justin. And look at my dogs and the ones that I love and try to.
You just stare at your dogs. I like to imagine you just wow. Our dogs.
As I'm holding my eyes open with my hands.
Yeah, they'll probably run away after that.
No, they love me. I don't know. I'd probably try to look at pictures of my loved ones and those that I love so I could remember what they look like in the long term.
Okay, that was a pretty straightforward one.
Yeah, that was really hard. No, I want to count how many blinks 100 blinks are. That's what I'm going to do when we're done.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to our first Open Insanity podcast. Do you have a topic you would like us to debate? Well, you can tweet us at Open Insanity for what you would like us to debate. Thank you for listening, and remember, floss your teeth.